Finally, tonight we welcome a new voice to WHQR. Karen Bender teaches fiction writing at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and is the author of the novel Like Normal People. A new book, A Town of Empty Rooms, will be published in January. Now, her short stories have appeared in The New Yorker, Granta, and the Harvard Review, and they have been reprinted in several best-of collections and have won 2 Pushcart Awards. Her story collection, Refund, is forthcoming. Now, tonight she will read The Miracle of the Superama Magic Dreidel, written just for this evening. Karen?
The Miracle of the Superama Magic Dreidel. Dear Mr. CEO of Superama America, the company that created the Superama Magic Dreidel, I would like to lodge a complaint against the Superama Magic Dreidel, which I purchased at Party City last week. My daughter and I were making our annual pilgrimage to the store, gazing upon the decorations there. This is a bit of a charged little trip, Mr. CEO, for there is 1/4 of 1 shelf on an aisle for Hanukkah decorations at Party City, and there are 3 full aisles for the marvelous Christmas ones. We saw the Superama animated Santa's elf that would toss candy at you if there was candy in his bag, the Christmas trees constructed of shiny green, white, red, pink, and silver tinsel, which sang Drummer Boy and Silent Night if you pressed a button, the lawn reindeer made of white lights that raised its head and stared at you with bright red eyes, the candy canes that sang Jingle Bells. This is a little hard for Rachel because this is our situation, owner of Superama products. Rachel is the only Jewish child in our school, maybe even in our county, and it was December again. So I was looking at the various products on the Hanukkah shelf. The maca beans, jelly beans colored silver. The menorah water globe, which when you shook it, weirdly snowed. The yo-yo that sang an electronic version of O Hanukkah that sounded like the buzzing of a gnat. I'm a low-tech person myself. I actually like the quiet, somewhat pyromaniacal aspect of the candles on the menorah, seeing them blazing in the window. But my daughter was having none of it. She'd had a long day at school, trying to stay quiet when her classmates talked about how Santa liked the cookies they left out for him. On the way home, she commented, "But it's obviously the parents giving the cookies, and are they the ones making him fat? And if he's fat, how does he get down the chimney?" I didn't know the answer to this. Christmas had its own wonderful stories and characters, mesmerizing in their own way. But here in the South, Santa and the elves were all that we heard about, and they sometimes seemed like the only story being told this time of year. So I wanted something to make our holidays seem nice, too, not to seem competitive, really, because we're not. And we know the values of Hanukkah and Christmas are about other, more noble issues, of course. But when you're 8 years old and you're looking at a package of maca beans and a lighted reindeer, who wins, I ask you? Who? Plus, there was an incident with a wild boy in the class, Edwin, who was, more often than not, told to go sit in the office, which was the polite name for the timeout zone in the corner. Edwin had said to Rachel, "Why didn't she believe in Santa?" And she said, "Because he's not real." And Edwin said, "Yes, he is. And he comes in his reindeer and he brings me everything in the world." And he shouted the word world, which got him sent to the office. And Rachel got upset, though he knew he actually didn't get everything he wanted. So off we went to Party City to find something that would cheer her up. Rachel knelt, rummaging through the various items. She reached back on the shelf and brought out the Superama Magic Dreidel. On the package, it said, "Buy this dreidel now. Spin it. Fly it. Create a miracle. Win the dreidel game." The dreidel looked like an ordinary dreidel, with its pointed end, the letters Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin on the sides. When she squeezed it, the dreidel made a low buzzing sound, as though trying to figure out what song to play, and flashed a brilliant white light. "I want this," she said. By the way, Mr. CEO, each year I came to my daughter's class as an annual Hanukkah ambassador. I took this role quite seriously. I told the students the story of the Maccabees who fought to take back the temple when the Romans took it over, and how the menorah candles burned for 8 nights when there was just enough oil for 1 night, and brought in the menorah and the dreidels for them to play with. So I brought 5 Superama magic dreidels. We walked to the parking lot, Rachel clutching her dreidel, which was not breaking into any recognizable song, but seemed to be trying to sing something to us. I wanted that dreidel to be magic. I wanted it to do something grand for Rachel. I wasn't sure what that would be. I wanted something to happen when she squeezed that dreidel and a light exploded in it, something so she felt a little less left out. So we tried that dreidel out at home before we took it to school. There were no instructions on this magic dreidel, something I would strongly advise you to include if you make it again. We waited for it to do something miraculous, such as fly. Mr. CEO, this dreidel did not fly. It barely spun. Rachel said, "This dreidel was a dud." "It does nothing," Rachel shrieked and threw it across the room. It bounced. Instead, I told her we had to go over the basics. We practiced what we needed to know, how to light the menorah, what the letters on the dreidel, Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin meant, together spelling out the phrase, "A great miracle happened there," the story of the Maccabees, how it was good to stand up for what you believed. Rachel was having none of it. "The magic dreidel is the least magic thing there is." So things were devolving. Nevertheless, we marched into Rachel's classroom for the presentation the next week, menorah and dreidels in hand. Her classmates sat on the floor, waiting. They were excited. They had heard about the possibility of chocolate guilt, a rumor I had fostered. They were eager listeners. They watched as I put the candles in the menorah. Unfortunately, I couldn't light them due to school fire regulations. They had questions. Did Hanukkah offer the same gift opportunities as Christmas? And how did the candles burn on and on? And was Rachel old enough to light them herself? And did she get a present every single night? That mean she got more than they did? Etc., etc. They listened to the story. Then they were put into small groups to play dreidel. So, dreidel. I was never quite sure how to play the dreidel game, to be perfectly honest. I never listened that closely in religious school. I knew that you had a pile of goodies in the middle of the circle, and if the dreidel landed on Nun, you got none of them. Hey, you got half. Gimel, you got all. And Shin, you put one in. But somehow, when we played, the pile disappeared quickly, and I had to keep replenishing it. And then there was a fact that I didn't know what goodies they should play with. The chocolate gelt would cause a riot. Pennies would mysteriously vanish. So I settled, rather boringly, on dried beans. They were playing with piles of kidney beans, which was not that satisfying, and the teachers kept eyeing the beans, skittling away from the pile under desks. Rachel sat with her group as each child spun a Superama magic dreidel, which did not seem any more remarkable, and she watched as some of the other kids stopped spinning the dreidels to grab handfuls of beans and start throwing them around the room. And then Edwin spoke. "I want a dreidel," he said. He had been put in the timeout zone before the dreidel game started, and he had not had a chance to play. "Wait, Edwin," said the teacher. Edwin stood up. He stepped out of the timeout zone. "But I want one," he said. "I've never seen one before." A small group sitting by him was racked with confusion. He leaned forward and grabbed one of the dreidels. He stared at it and squeezed it. The light flashed through the room. "Edwin," called the teacher, "you have not behaved well enough to earn privileges today. You cannot play with that dreidel. Put it down this instant." But Edwin was not giving up that dreidel. He ran to the corner of the room with it and squeezed it again, watching its light flash. He lowered it to the ground and spun it. The dreidel twirled. Edwin had some sort of amazing flick in his wrist, So the dreidel twirled and twirled. Edwin was, shockingly, the best dreidel spinner of anyone. Rachel was amazed. The other students stopped, and they watched, and they wondered what it would land on. Would Edwin get nothing? Half? Everything? What? It was a quiet, simmering moment, almost a magical one, and then the dreidel landed. Gimel. What does that mean? Edwin asked softly. You get everything, said Rachel. You mean all these beans? Asked Edwin. I don't want those. I want the dreidel. I want Santa to bring me a dreidel. Rachel looked all at once happy. Santa can't bring you a dreidel, said Rachel. Edwin looked crestfallen. Then who can? Me, said Rachel. Edwin regarded her with an expression that she had not seen turn to her in a while. He wanted something that she had. Can I keep the dreidel? He asked. If you say thank you, she said, nicely. And Edwin clasped the dreidel to his chest and said thank you nicely, and Rachel beamed. The dreidel letters, Nes, Gadol, Hayah, Sham. A great miracle happened there, but it happened here as well. Edwin wanted a dreidel. So, Mr. CEO, I am just writing you to complain about this one aspect of the Superama dreidel. When we took the rest of them home and tried to spin them, none of them spun the way Edwin's did. I don't know what happened, and we never figured out how to make them fly. But thankfully, it didn't matter. Rachel didn't complain any more that year about Hanukkah. She even asked to light the menorah by herself. So I have just one thing to say to you, Mr. CEO. Next year, step up production.